Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Testimony in Trump criminal trial now underway.
Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker took the stand first.
Campus safety concerns during pro-Palestinian protests.
Any kind of violence is not going to be tolerated.
A Supreme Court case that could affect homeless encampments.
Being homeless is not a crime, and that's...
I know that's what you say.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Opening statements and the first witness makes up day one of former President Trump's Manhattan criminal trial. CBS's Jared Hill at the courthouse.
Former President Trump downplayed the allegations against him following opening statements in his historic criminal trial in New York.
It's a case as to bookkeeping, which is a very minor thing.
Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. He's accused of using his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to funnel payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Prosecutors said Trump, quote, orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 election. The defense countered, saying there's, quote, nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy.
First witness, former National Enquirer executive David Pecker, says they used checkbook journalism. Prosecutors say Pecker's outlet tried to squash salacious stories about Trump as he ran for president. With Passover beginning at sundown, there's extra security on some college campuses because of possible anti-Semitism during Gaza war protests.
I'm Peter King. New York's Columbia University has seen a sixth straight day of protests. There were no in-person classes. Some Jewish students have said they felt threatened. But, says NYPD Deputy Commissioner Tariq Shepard,
there's been no credible threats to any particular group or individual.
At Yale University, police have arrested about 45 people for misdemeanor trespassing. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators have set up camps at Yale, Columbia, MIT, and the Universities of Michigan and North Carolina.
Hamas changes its demands in the hostage negotiations with Israel. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
Israel moved significantly in agreeing to the last offer that was put onto the table. And Hamas, in response, has moved the goalposts. We think they ought to accept the deal.
The U.S. will keep pushing for the release of hostages, it says. The Supreme Court hears arguments in an Oregon case on whether it's cruel and unusual to punish people for sleeping on the streets when shelter space is lacking. Chief Justice Roberts asked Oregon lawyer Theana Evangelist.
What will the city do if you don't prevail here?
The city's hands will be tied. It will be forced to surrender its public spaces as it has been.
In exchange with Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
There's nothing in the law that criminalizes homelessness. I really
That's what you say, but if I look at the record and see differently.
Stocks jump on Wall Street. Now this.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
It's a bill involving teachers and guns that earlier this month sparked protests like this at the Tennessee State House. The latest from CBS's Mark Strassman.
There were more student protests in Nashville today, angry about a proposed gun law. It would allow teachers and staff to carry guns in school. The question is, would it make those schools safer? The Republican Senate has already passed the bill. The House is likely to pass it, and Tennessee's Republican governor has said he will sign it. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Nashville.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take up a Biden administration appeal over the regulation of difficult-to-track ghost guns. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
This is probably a good sign for the Biden administration that the Supreme Court is willing to look at this, because the appellate court had struck down parts of the law.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The White House says it has a remedy for what ails nursing homes when it comes to pandemic-exposed staffing shortages. Vice President Kamala Harris announcing during a stop in Wisconsin.
For the first time, we are establishing, the first time in the history of our country, we are establishing national minimum staffing standards for federally funded nursing homes.
Harris also met with nursing home workers today. President Biden celebrated Earth Day by promoting a new green jobs program.
Are you looking for a job and want to help our planet?
Today, I'm proud to announce that Americans across the country can now apply to become the first members of the American Climate Corps.
The president says the new green jobs training program aims to attract young people.
We're recruiting for over 2,000 positions in 36 states.
He says not only will you help in the fight against climate change, but
you'll get paid to fight.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Drivers are facing the worst sticker shock in a generation. Used car prices, interest rates, and insurance prices have skyrocketed. CBS's Jeff Nguyen.
Last month, the average price of a new car was just under $47,000, and the average new car payment was north of $700. Also in March, the average interest rate for a new car loan was more than 7%, used nearly 12%. As for finding something affordable,
20,000 vehicles dead. If you want a $20,000 vehicle, you're buying a used car.
What will it take for prices to turn around?
In the end, if consumers don't buy, prices will come down.
The New York Fed says auto loan delinquencies are at their highest level since 2008 because of higher prices and ballooning interest rates. Jeff Nguyen, CBS News, Los Angeles.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, April 22nd, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.